Empty Bowls is an international grassroots effort to fight hunger. The premise is simple. Potters, craftspeople, educators, and members of the community collaborate to create beautiful handcrafted bowls. Guests receive a one-of-a-kind handcrafted empty bowl, a symbol of the many empty bowls in our community, nation, and world, and are then invited to sample a wide variety of delicious soups. Here to tell us about this year's Empty Bowls event are Mary Scott and Maricela Willits. Welcome to State of the Arts.
Thank you for having us. It really delights me that I get to visit with you and tell you about Empty Bowls El Paso.
It's pretty amazing. I mean, just, and I wish people could see the bowls themselves. It's quite.
It's really nice to see them, I think.
Yes.
For you to see them while we're talking.
Yes. And I know we're on the radio, so why don't you describe the bowls to us, Mary?
Well, they're handmade bowls. You know, they're little bowls, but you know, inside of each bowl, there's a design. And I think for all the 12 years that we've been making bowls, there's not two bowls that are the same. Mm-hmm. And they express that our richness comes from within us. And then if you look on the outside of the bowls, see on this one, you see it's like a mountain. And then the outside texture is like the arroyos running down the mountain from the mesa, you know. And that's how clay is made. That's how our clay comes to us. You know, it washes down and gets other ingredients into it till it gets down to by the Rio Grande, and it's a different kind of clay than it was up at the top. And the kind of clay we're using is a low-fire clay, that it goes in the microwave, it goes in the dishwasher. There's no, you know, it's all food safe, and they're very beautiful bowls.
And not just that, I mean, you work with several community members throughout the year making the bowls, and this one in my hand says, Remember Emily Rose, and you were telling us about this event.
Yes, it was a workshop that was in memory of Emily Rose Nevarez, who died last May, about May 5th. Her life was ended pretty, you know, shortly. You would think that she could have a long life. She was in middle school, actually. So it was amazing the number of people that came and made bowls at the workshop that we had there at Nazareth Hall. We filled the whole space. It was amazing.
Nice.
And so I was really glad for honoring that.
And Maricela, the bowls have hands. You can see the hands, you can see the arroyos, you can see the clay, you can see that, you know, a group of people came together, but they're coming together to fight
right.
a very specific need in our community.
Yes. Empty Bowls is a fundraising event for the food bank. We are El Pasoans Fighting Hunger, and we're the only food bank in El Paso. We are a distributor. Everybody that buys a ticket to this event, not only do they get to go home with a beautiful bowl, but all the proceeds go to the food bank, and that in turn goes into the community. You know, it's very sad because in our community, 1 in 6 adults and 1 in 3 children are food insecure, which means they don't know where their next meal is going to come from.
Mm-hmm.
And it's our community, and giving back to our community and helping our community with this hunger crisis is a huge thing. And you know, this is a very great event, and it's a beautiful concept, you know, when people stop and really think about what it is that they're contributing to.
No, absolutely. I mean, the bowl itself just has so much symbolism.
Right.
And when you arrive, you get an empty bowl, and then at the event, mm-hmm. you get to sample some fabulous soups.
Yes. So we were able to, you know, just bring the whole community together, specifically with the restaurants. We have 16 local restaurants that are going to be at the event, and everybody who attends the event will get to sample from those 16 different restaurants.
So you could potentially eat 16 different
right.
soups out of your
yes,
bowl.
That's right.
Yes. We also incorporated a mac and cheese concept, so it'll be soup and or mac and cheese. And we do have a voting that takes place at the event, so people can vote for, you know, the best soup in town or the best mac and cheese. And you know, it's just a fun event, and I really encourage everybody to attend, especially those that have never been there. It's going to be an amazing
experience. Well,
do
give us the details, because it's going to happen on April 9th.
Yes. So it's on Saturday, April 9th from 11 to 3, and it's going to be at the El Paso Community College Administrative Building, and that's off of Viscount.
Where the old Tonka factory is.
Yes.
It was. And people can get their tickets on your website, or
yes.
can they get them there as well?
So we have tickets at select Cricut locations, and then we're also selling tickets at the Foliage Hair Salon and Day Spa. And all the full details will be on our website. And, of course, we are selling tickets on our website as well. And tickets will be available at the door.
And what's the URL to your website?
It's elpasoansfightinghunger.org.
And there you can find just a bevy of information, too, as far as the resources and the work you all do.
Yeah, so it outlines everything that we do at the food bank, all the agency partners that we have around the city, any social services that we offer. So it outlines everything that the food bank does.
And Mary, you've been doing this
for a while. That's
for a while.
And this year we had some new places. It's really amazing all the people in El Paso that do it. But this year we had a wonderful time working with the Scouts of Socorro. Uh-huh. They were, again, a huge group, about 60 again, and then also with the Girl Scouts in Horizon, and then in Northeast El Paso at Christ the Savior Church, there are a whole bunch of people. And then on the west side at Franklin High School, we did a little workshop with some of the students in leadership there, and then they came down when we did the workshop at Ronald McDonald House and helped us with that workshop.
Oh, how cool.
And so our embrace is of the whole community, is, you know, we're reaching in all different directions. And of course, lots of workshops in central El Paso, too. So it's all over the place.
Well, and I love how this is continually exciting to you. I mean, you've been doing this for a good 12 years, I think,
right,
the event's been going
on. That's right, yeah.
And every year it's like, I cannot believe all these people came out.
Yeah. Right, it's amazing.
Where do they come from?
Well, you know, I guess in partly the word gets around. But it's just a joyous activity. Mm-hmm. You know, if you make a bowl, you feel good.
Right, right.
And the method that we use to teach them how to make the bowls comes actually from Mato Ortiz, from Juan Quesada, how they start their pieces.
And it's not too far from here, right?
Right, it isn't. And it's easier than anything you would learn in a traditional clay class. It's like, you can really do this. Here, let's make a little gringa gordita. Here, what do you want in it? Oh, I'm going to have some chorizo. 1, 2, 3. That's the wall. You know, and it's fun. And it's designed for everyone to be successful.
Well, and they definitely are. I mean, these bowls are incredible. And I mean, we're just looking at three of them here. But
right. I mean, and the other thing that I think is real important about the part of making the bowls is that people need to be nourished mm-hmm. with real food, but they also need their hearts and souls to be nourished. And the act of creating art gives people that kind of nourishment also.
And so we're, to do it in a community.
Right. We're nourishing people on many different levels through our work with Empty Bowls El Paso for El Pasoans Fighting Hunger.
You've been to the event a couple of times. What is the most fulfilling part of the actual event for you all when you're there? The bowls are made. People have made them. You're at the event. You're eating some soup. What do you feel? What's going on there?
One of the things that's really impressive is that we have all these tables for people to come and sit at. And it's amazing, all these people that come and just sit there and talk with each other and then go get another bowl of soup. And people really enjoy each other at the event, besides that there's live music and there's dance and there's DJs and there's a silent auction and there's a live auction, a little one part. But right. So there's all kinds of events happening. But I think it's amazing, all the people that they come there in groups so that they can visit with each other. And last year, a Boy Scout from Western Hills Methodist Church, he just loved showing people about the bowls. Oh, you're from I know where your bowls are because the way we set the bowls up, we put little signs that these were made by the Socorro Scouts, or these were made by Western Hills, or these were made at Ronald McDonald House, or these are from another group. So it's all the time. There's people enjoying being there. Mm-hmm. So that's neat when there's an event that people come to because they're going to enjoy being there.
So question, when, you know, the people that are making the bowls, like that Boy Scout, does he go there looking exactly for his bowl?
Yeah, that's right. People come and look exactly. That's why I thought, I have to get these bowls over there because the people that made them, you know, their names are on the bottom.
They're so
that they can
find,
yes, and they have no idea what color they're going to be because they make the bowls and then eventually we have workshops for glazing, but usually it's not the same people, so they have to see what happened to their bowl.
Mm-hmm. Very
see, this
cool.
is my first experience with empty bowls, but the talk is all around the bowls. And really the community coming together, because it's the community that makes the bowls. You know, it's the yeah. community of restaurants that come together to help support this event. We have Walmart as one of our sponsors, Tropicana Properties. You know, everybody just comes together in, you know, different facets, but it all comes together as a community effort and a community event. I mean, the talk is just the bowls and how beautiful they are, and just...
It's quite the happening. Yeah. So, yes. Maricela, walk us through it again. Give us the numbers. Tell us how you're going to help people in our community become food insecure and how they can attend the event.
Empty Bowls, all proceeds go to El Pasoans Fighting Hunger Food Bank. And we have over 124 agency partners around the city. So people have access to get food from all these different partner agencies. The event is Saturday, April 9th from 11 to 3. And like Mary mentioned, there's going to be entertainment, live auctions, silent auctions. There's going to be a lot of entertainment going on. All the full details are on our website. That's elpasoansfightinghunger.org. And you can get all the information from us.
Very cool. Well, I can't wait to go to the event. And I thank you again so much for coming to talk about this. Every year I'm excited by the bowls themselves, you know, because you never know what Mary's going to pull out of her
right.
bag. So I thank you for bringing these, and I thank you for doing this event. And we look forward to seeing you there April 9th, 11 to 3 o'clock at the Community College Administrative Center, Building A. Thank you again, and we'll see you at Empty Bowls. Today my guests have been Mary Scott and Maricela Willits.
Thank you.
Thank you so much,
Marina. Thank you for having us.